Ah, Christmas. Christ, was it chaos? The whole family together in one place. Kids going mad. Adults getting drunk. Oldies dozing in their comfy chairs. You had missed the celebrations last year due to a part-time job during study, but this time, we're able to make it back for the most joyous occasion of the year. Everyone asked about university, and you told them about the boring shit you studied. They lost interest quickly, and you lost interest in explaining what it was you studied. But then, there was her. Aunt Victoria. Damn it. She wasn't just... absolutely smoking hot. You know, when you're growing up and all your friends say how fucking hot your aunt is, and you have to just shake your head in disagreement, because what else can you do? Agree? Well, you did agree, but you wouldn't confess that to anybody. No fucking way. And so, when she sat down next to you, looking so interested in what you were doing, it was hard to concentrate or even get the words out to explain. She'd always been suggestive around you, and the way she was dressed right now was blowing your horny little mind. A tight little festive red top, which matched her red painted lips. It showed off a little of her cleavage. Not that her tits were massive by any means, but men still couldn't help but look. It was her ass that really stood out. Round, perky, plump, and probably absolutely fuckable. You had often wondered if she had ever let a man fuck her in the ass. You had to assume yes, since it was such a sight to behold. How could any man not beg to fuck that juicy bubble butt? She could make a man do her bidding for a lifetime just for the chance, and right now, it was squeezed in a skirt that ended just above her knees. But as she sat, it slid up. Her smooth thighs, her legs crossed, one foot bouncing as she listened to her nephew talk. Both her feet were clad in black heels, and her long toes were painted to match.
That's really interesting, dear.
The glow of the fireplace reflected in her eyes, making them look like they were burning with desire. You scoffed and shook your head. She pouted as her hand touched your arm and gently squeezes.
Aw, honey, I'm sure it'll get better. Just stick with it. Plus, just think of all the money you could make.
Your whole body felt like it had just been dipped in both boiling hot and freezing cold water at the same time. You cleared your throat and shifted on the sofa, doing your best not to make it look like you're inching away. You mumble a thank you and look away. The corners of her red lips turned up in a tiny smile, and her eyes sparkled.
Anytime.
Then she let out a content sigh and shuffled closer to you, her hip touching against yours before she rested her head on your shoulder.
I always miss you so much, nephew. Just you being around is so comfortable and safe. I feel like you're the only one I can talk to at these family gatherings.
Your mind raced as it tried to come up with an answer. You tell her that you're 20 years younger than her and you have nothing in common. Her chuckle brought a vibration to your shoulder.
Maybe you just remind me of myself when I was your age. Wish I could feel that young again.
Her hand falls gently upon your thigh. A cold flush shot up your body, and with a stammer, you ask what she's doing. Her head lifted from your shoulder, and she looked at you with pleading eyes.
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Her hand slid up your thigh further, the tips of her black painted fingers brushing against your semi-hard cock.
Don't you find me attractive, dear?
With each part of her lips. Her warm breath washed gently over your face, and it sent it straight down as fuel for your steadily growing erection. You whimper, saying it's wrong, and yet you didn't move out of the way, or even remove her hand. How often had you fantasized about this? She took a glance around the room.
It's late. Everyone is in bed. It's just you and me now, darling. Have you ever thought about having sex with me, nephew?
You try to deny such a notion, but you stopped as she pressed a long finger to your lips.
I know you have. Don't lie to me, boy.
She dragged her finger down your lips and brushed it against your chin as her hand fell to your chest.
Hey, do you remember that time you were forced to stay at my place? Your parents had gone away and I was close enough so they just dumped you on my front door? I'd completely forgotten you were coming. Such a ditz. Of course, I'd been in the shower, and the moment you walked in, I was stepping out of the bathroom, completely naked. Do you remember?
You shuddered. It was still so vivid in your mind. And it was the first time you'd ever seen a completely naked woman in the flesh before.
Did anything really need to be said about what happened? You saw me naked. That's all there is to it. Nakedness is normal. Isn't it?
Your face was bright red at this point, at the memory of her naked and shining with wetness body, the way her nipples stuck out in the cool air, and the way her ass bubbled out so wantonly like it was begging to be spanked, and grabbed, and squeezed, and fucked. You had stared because what hormone-raging young man wouldn't? And it had taken her more than a few moments to cover herself with that towel. Her hand moved again and her palm pressed into your manhood. She reveled in your gasp.
You're a man now, nephew. I can feel how much of a man you are.
Your jaw worked as if your mouth was trying to find the words, but there was no saying no to her. You needed her. You wanted her. Your face inched closer to hers, breath intertwining. You mumble how wrong it is. Her fingers squeezed your bulge over your pants, and she relished in feeling each and every throb of need.
It's very wrong, darling. But isn't that what makes it so fucking good?
You let slip a small groan as she groped, palms kneading, sandwiching you between her hand and your thigh. Your pleading eyes meet hers, and you tell her how much you fantasized about this. She lets out a needy whimper.
I've always wanted to see this cock. My nephew's cock. Oh, I bet you feel and taste amazing.
Her hand shifted up, fingers hooking into the elastic of your comfy sweatpants. Again, she gazed into your eyes as she slid down from the sofa and onto her knees before you. You could only nod as your mind raced. Was she really about to suck your cock? Your hot aunt on her knees before you, bobbing up and down on the tip of your engorged head. You asked her if you were dreaming, and she chuckled as she began peeling down your loose pants.
Oh, this is very real, my dear nephew.
Your cock sprang forth, slapping against your belly, a string of pre-cum stretching between your belly button and tip. She gasped, her eyes wide.
Oh, my dear nephew. What a wonderful cock. Seems daddy's genes passed on, haven't they?
She chuckled as she reached and wrapped her long fingers around your pulsing girth.
If I'm going to suck this amazing-looking cock, then I want you to do something for me, darling.
You grit your teeth as she stroked your foreskin, peeling back a little more with each pump. You tell her that you will give her anything she wants. She smiled as her hand moved down to fondle at your balls.
You can call me Aunt Vicky, dear. It's okay. No need to be so formal. Not when I'm about to give you the best blowjob you've ever had.
She leaned in, her nose almost touching, and she breathed in your manly musk. Your fingers clawed at the sofa arms. You didn't doubt her words. Even if she was bad at giving head, you were sure you'd still explode in record time. You let out a small moan and call her Aunt Vicky, trying not to be too loud and wake up the whole family. But then she let go of your manhood and stood, placing her hands on her wide hips.
I always wanted to save something for someone special, nephew. Something that I've not given to any other man.
She turned towards the fire, fingers pinching the hem of her skirt, and slowly pulled up, her thick cheeks catching and lifting until finally the skirt popped up and her ass dropped and bounced. You sat up slightly as your cock throbbed. She was wearing a pair of super thin panties that her ass just simply ate. She looked over her shoulder as she grabbed a handful of ass and jiggled.
Well, what do you think, my dear? My greatest asset, don't you think?
You say that her ass is perfect as you reached down and grabbed your needy manhood and began stroking. You try to bait her and say that men must love having that ass to play with. She chuckled.
Oh, yes. They love my ass, but you want to know a secret?
Her hands brushed over her ass as she bent and her cheeks peeled apart, revealing the thin string of fabric barely hiding anything underneath. Her shaven pussy gleamed with wetness, and her thighs were much the same where she had leaked. But most importantly, a little further up, was her tight little pucker peeking out so teasingly behind the underwear.
I've never, ever had a man use my ass before. Would you believe it?
You shook your head. There was no fucking way man had never used that sweet hole.
I wanted to save such an intimate act for someone truly special. Maybe a husband or a handsome young nephew. I've always wondered what it would feel like having my ass rimmed.
Her finger slid under the string and pulled it aside, bearing both of her holes to you. Her sweet rosebud winking, her pussy dripping wet. You breathed deep as her sweet and bitter scent finally reached you. The aroma made your head spin. It was intoxicating. It made the world around you fade into oblivion. It was you, Aunt Victoria, and the flickering winter fire. You moaned and squeezed your cock, pushing out a trickle of pre-ejaculate that ran down over your knuckles. Aunt Victoria's voice turned desperate, her words slurred with moans and gasps.
Would you, please, rim my tight little virgin asshole, nephew?
A blush washes over your face and you say yes and please. You couldn't help but be formal and polite. You didn't want to fuck this up, and you felt like if you just dove right into your auntie's ass, it might be a little over the line. Or would she love that? You groaned. There was so much to process right now, and you couldn't think straight. Your cock was in control now. She smiled over her shoulder.
Good boy. If you do a good job, then Maybe I'll reward you with a blowjob. Hmm? Oh, are you ready, nephew?
She turned and stepped up on the sofa before turning around again. Her crotch right above your face, her ass lowering, getting closer, busty ass cheeks slowly parting to reveal her naked sex in a winking forbidden hole.
Let go of your cock, darling. You're gonna squeeze it clean off with that grip. Oh, fuck. That pre-cum looks so yummy.
She moaned, her hot breath washing over your crotch. Gazing up at your auntie's full, bare sex made you shudder in delight. But you hesitated.
Oh, it's okay, darling. It can't be incest if you're only licking my ass, can it? And a blowjob is just a blowjob. Suckin' ain't fuckin', dear.
How could you even argue that logic? To deny it was to deny the pleasure that could come. Even if it was wrong. Even if it was taboo in multiple ways. But maybe she had a point. You weren't fucking her. Foreplay had to be okay. Just an auntie and nephew helping each other get off. Right? She moaned softly, looking over her shoulder and nibbling her bottom lip.
Oh, come on, my sweet darling nephew. My ass is right here. Don't you want a taste?
She wiggled her behind, thick cheeks jiggling back and forth, covering her sweet holes one moment, then flashing them the next, making her scent brush over you in waves. You slid your hands up her thighs to her bare ass. Her skin was so soft that it tingled your fingers and palms. She let out a moan and pushed her ass further towards you. Her hand worked at your cock, taking long strokes up and down your length.
That's it. Oh, yes. Fuck, you're so hard, dear.
You found her cheeks and squeezed gently. You'd always dreamed about this moment. A moment that you didn't think you'd ever experience in your life. You then spread her cheeks wide as you could. Watching in wonder as her holes stretched, you sniff deep and groan how good she smells. She gives your cock a playful squeeze.
Just wait till you taste.
And with that, your hands moved to her hips and pulled her down further, reaching out with your tongue until it reached against her pulsing wrinkle. You pressed gently and licked across it once. She gasped and moaned.
Fuck! Oh, shit. I feel so good, darling.
You groaned around your tongue and moved it around in tight circles. Your fingers dug into her plump ass, holding on for dear life as you fought with all your will just not to come as she stroked you. She whimpered. Her whole body quivering with the brand new pleasure.
Yes! Yes, baby, yes!
The tip of your tongue pushed at her back entrance, feeling it tight around you as you tried to get in. But it wouldn't give way. It made you shudder and moan to imagine just how tight her ass would feel wrapped around your cock. She moaned as she moved her ass up and down in your face, looking over her shoulder at you with brows furrowed in need.
Oh my god. God, I could just come from this alone. You're so good, my darling nephew. Oh god, you rim my ass so fucking good, baby. Oh, like harder, please.
You pushed your face in, her cheeks surrounding your face, your tongue dragging up and down across her sweet rosebud, coating it in thick saliva. Juices from her pussy dripping down onto your chin and down your neck, filling the room with the scent of forbidden lust. You knew you'd be smelling of her for days to come.
Oh, God.
And that excited you beyond belief.
No.
She let out a shuddering groan.
Oh, I can't resist. Oh, God, this cock looks too delicious.
Your eyes widened, and you let out a moan. Hot breath exuding against her ass as her warm lips slipped down your length, engulfing you in one motion. Her hand cradling your balls, she pushed down further, a tiny gag escaping as your length bottomed out down her tight throat. You moved your hips against her, and she groaned, eyes rolling into the back of her head, relishing in the feeling of her nephew's hardness in her mouth, and her nephew's tongue lapping at her ass. Then she began bobbing her head up and down in a steady rhythm, from your tip right down to your base, moaning at the top and gagging as she took you all. The next moments were all a blur of pleasure as your mind swirled in erotic agony. Never in your life had you ever dreamed of being here, on the sofa at your parents' place, on Christmas Eve, your hot Aunt Victoria sitting on your face while you eagerly ate her ass, at the same time as she gagged on your hard cock. And what if someone would walk in right now and see such taboo and depravity? The thought of being caught only made it hotter. It didn't take long for your manhood to begin throbbing, orgasm nearing. You spread her cheeks and took a gasp of air, your face slathered in saliva and pussy juice. You moan that you're about to come. She did the same, breathing deeply as long strings of saliva connected your tip to her lips. She gripped you tight and stroked.
Yes, yes, come for me, baby, and I'll come for you, come for me.
Then she gulped you down once more, moving her head and working her mouth with increased fervor, whimpering as her own orgasm neared. You growled before face-planting back into her thick booty, tongue renewing your fervent licking of her perfect and tightened ass. Your hands pushed her cheeks together against your face, wanting nothing more than to drown in Aunt Victoria's bubble butt. Her pucker began to contract as if trying to suck your tongue inside, and her whimpering became more desperate, mixed with her gagging. You rocked your hips into her, cock pulsing wildly, engorging, gaining that tiny bit of extra girth to make her gag harder. Then you exploded. You pushed your face into her ass hard to muffle your moan as your balls emptied all they had directly down her throat. Fresh and powerful spurt with each pulse. Aunt Victoria opened her throat as best she could, swallowing with each thick spray, moaning in her own rolling orgasm as her star flickered against your warm and wet tongue. Her moaning turned deep, rumblings in the back of her throat. Her pucker winking gently as your cock oozed out the last of your thick load. Your mind cleared somewhat, and you pulled away from your aunt's perfect ass. You swallowed and took a deep breath. You couldn't believe that had just happened. She moaned and chuckled as her lips slid off your softening cock.
Oh, I am so glad it happened, darling. It was everything I imagined it would be.
Her legs swung over your body, and she turned and slumped down on the sofa next to you. Her chest heaved, and a content sigh brushed by her cock-worked lips.
I hope you save some room for me tomorrow after Christmas dinner.